Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. To the Drive at 5 Live. I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the Drive at 5 Live, coming to you from Yonkers, New York, every Monday at 5 p.m. Each week, we will discuss health and wellness. We will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. But first, the Live at 5 have many, many friends, and one of our friends is LaBear. LaBear, looking for someone to help you plan your upcoming event or wedding? Well, lay back and relax while LaBear does all the work for you. Imagine being able to enjoy your momentous day without the tedious planning that goes into it. You will work with an LaBear event specialist who will help you plan your event from the concept to completion. Get started today by contacting LaBear via their website at www.labarevents.com. That's www.labarevents.com. LaBearEvents.com. With over 20 years of event planning experience, you can count on their expertise, their guidance, and advice to plan your special day. Come to LaBear and you will never have to go anywhere else. Go to www.labearevents.com for a free consultation today. Remember, an affair by LaBear as memories for life. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners all over the world, I am just so excited. We have for you a very, very special guest. Her name is Gaia Narain, and she is the author of Something Beyond Greatness. That is Something Beyond Greatness, and this book can be purchased. In fact, I'm going to leave that for her to let you know where you can buy the book. But it is a phenomenal must-read opportunity. So I'm going to get her on the line and see if she's there. Gaia?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to
I'm fine.
Good, good. And welcome to the radio show. I'm so happy. And I know my audience is very happy to have you on the show.
I'm very happy to be on your show and to be speaking with your audience.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, tell us a little bit, I guess a brief intro about the book, Greatness.
Well, mm-hmm. Yes, it is a book that was inspired in a very special way. Mm-hmm. The inspiration came from the life of a 84-year-old woman who is a renowned spiritual leader in India and a very dear friend to Judy Rogers, who is the co-author of the book with me. And we were inspired to create a book in honor of her life when she was 90 years old for her 90th birthday. And we wanted to do this book exploring the concept of greatness. However, when we shared this idea with her, and she, of course, being who she is, listened politely, but then she declined it, saying, you know what, I'm not interested in a book in my honor. So then we reconsidered the whole thing, and we thought, you know, let's put a second proposal to her and tell her we would like to look at this phenomenon of featuring the concept of greatness in people who have given their lives to serving others. And, of course, it was a very fascinating concept. And so because her life is dedicated to service, she then said yes. So the inspiration came from the lives of people who have dedicated, who are dedicated to serving others.
Well, let me ask you a question, and I'm sure my audience, those who have had the opportunity to read, are just curious, how did you select the people to be interviewed?
Well, what we did was that before we began our actual search for the people who have dedicated their lives to world service, we thought, first of all, using Dadi Janki, who is the spiritual leader in her 90th, as an individual to look at what we were looking for in terms of characteristics. Mm-hmm. So we spent some time reflecting on this, and then we created a list of criteria that would describe what we were looking for. We were trying to understand the quality of the character that defines a world server. People like Indian political and spiritual leader Mahatma Gandhi, like Mother Teresa, like Martin Luther King. What is it that causes them to live the inspiring lives they did? And we also look for people who appear to have qualities or characteristics. And I'll give you a few of them that we came up with. Of course, they're very elevated. But, however, I think people like Mahatma Gandhi, like Martin Luther King, and even people living today have these qualities. One was a quality of mind that is characterized by those who know him or her to be a stable force in their life, to have compassion, to have peace in a very practical and living form. The second is his or her service is dedicated to improving the life and awareness of others with no self-interest. And another was their life is characterized by the same principles they stand for in the world. So their inner and outer life are completely integrated. There's a high level of integrity. And another one, they seem to others to be tireless, drawing on a deep well of energy that appears to give them endless endurance and unlimited patience. And, of course, their service isn't limited by factors like funds or anything that they wouldn't say, because I have money, I'm not going to serve. They say, let me serve, and then the money would come. Mm-hmm. So they had these kinds of characteristics. So we were looking for these characteristics in the people we were choosing. And then, of course, we reached out to a network of our friends in order to identify these people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is there a difference in a person's moment of greatness and a person's life of greatness?
Yes, we saw that, you know, everyone's life begins with a moment of some inspiration. Mm-hmm. So the stories that we, of course, we did interviews with these people who were recommended to us, and some of these people with the former president of India, Abdul Kalam, was the former Director General of UNESCO, Federico Mayor, mm-hmm. was Hafsat Abiola, a politician from Nigeria, a school teacher, Bart McGettrick, from Scotland. So, and, of course, a very wonderful person. We call him the male version of Mother Teresa. He's a French Jesuit priest, Father Pierre Serac. So we went through, you know, people from all different parts of the world. And, of course, then we went into the stories of those great ones like Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and read their books so that we can pull from their lives of greatness. But what we saw in terms of is there a difference in a person's moment of greatness and a person's life of greatness, we felt that the stories of greatness revealed a couple of things: sudden moments of greatness, considered moments of greatness, mm-hmm. and lives of greatness. So the sudden moment of greatness was that story that we featured with Wesley Autry, our New York subway hero. There was that moment that he acted. Then there was a considered moment of greatness by Hafsat Abiola from Nigeria, in which her mother was assassinated. Mm. And then her considered moment of greatness was how did she want the legacy of her mother to be remembered mm-hmm. as something she shouldn't have done, or as something that opened a whole new world for women to see that she lived her life the way she wanted to, even though she was taking a big risk. And so it became an inspiration for others. And, of course, the life of greatness of Father Serac, the Jesuit priest, who from a very early age knew that he wanted to dedicate his life to serve the poor in India. So the difference was they were all inspired by something bigger than themselves. However, it could have been a sudden moment, it could have been a considered moment, or it could have been a dedication of a life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So did you find in your research, was there a pattern of greatness that you discovered?
Yes, what we saw was something very fascinating, and I think the story of Wesley Autry on the New York subway really brought to light the pattern that we found. And there were three elements that came out in this emerging pattern, and that was one, seeing with love, two, acting from the heart, and three, the mystery of destiny, right time, right place. So when he was holding the hands of his daughters on the New York subway and saw Cameron Halapita falling onto the tracks and not being able to get up, even though he tried to and he fell again, Wesley Autry just left his children in the hands of complete stranger in that moment and leapt to help Cameron Halapita by pushing him down in the tracks and then lying on him as the train was coming forward. And so he was able to save that person. But then immediately when he was asked what happened, you know, he couldn't give a logical answer because he just didn't think at that moment that should I or should I not do this. He just left. So the pattern that we saw was that when something was seen with love, there was this acting from the heart that nothing can stop you. There was no kind of analytical thinking, no planning in the moment. You just leapt and did what you had to do in that moment. And then when you're asked, well, how come you did that? Did you logically thought of something? What Wesley Autry said, well, you know, it could have been anyone. But it was just me. I happened to be there, right time, right place. And so I just did it. And so we saw that these were the three patterns of greatness, in which it wasn't active thinking and planning, but it was something that was bigger than oneself and something that prompted us, Wesley Autry or others like that, to act without even thinking of consequences.
Mm. For those individuals who just joined us, we have on the line Gaia Narain, who is the author, co-author of a book called Something Beyond Greatness, and we're just so excited to be having the opportunity to chat with Gaia. Why do heroes say, I did not do anything, anyone could have done it? Why do they say that? Every time we see it on TV, we always see the heroes say that.
In our exploration of the stories, we felt that there was a high level of the expressions of humility, and this quality of humility was common in the stories of greatness. And so we began to consider the possibility that perhaps these men and women really didn't experience themselves as the creators or even the initiators of the act of greatness that they were being held in high esteem for having done. And so perhaps we were hearing them with that expression of their experience as being instruments for something bigger than themselves and not the creators of the actions. So somehow in that instant in their life's path, it intersected with someone who needed help. Mm-hmm. They felt love for that person who needed the help, and they acted from the love that they were feeling without a thought of anything else. So they simply stepped forward, and they participated in what people would describe as a miracle. And later, even though they would experience happiness and bliss for having done something for another, they still felt they were an instrument for this great deed. And they denied having done anything, and they felt grateful for that gift of their destiny that allowed them to serve in this way. That's what we felt. And so, for instance, Father Sirach, who was in his 90s, who he's still alive, when we interviewed him, you know, when we would talk to him, he would just start crying, and he would say, you know, God loves me, so God uses me as an instrument, but it is not me. And he would tell us all these great things he's doing for the orphans, the children in India, and how beautiful, you know, he would say, when you go to India, don't look at India with the eyes of a colonial person. Look at the beauty of India. Look at the beauty of the people. Don't look at the poverty. And so you could see where he's coming from within his heart, within his soul. And at the end of the interview in Paris, he was going into silence. And then he turned around after telling us this fantastic story of his life and his work. And he says, you know, I don't want you to use my name because I'm not one of them. I am not great. The great ones are Mother Teresa and Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. I'm not great. So this great humility we felt came from something that we described as instrument consciousness, being used by a higher power, a higher source, a higher cause, a greater good, a higher love, and then feel that I'm being used as an instrument. So even the praise of having done something that was miraculous, they don't want to accept the praise. And, you know, Martin Luther King said it beautifully. He said, you know, when the time is right for change, change itself invokes that change. If I wasn't here, it would have happened anyway. So we found that throughout everyone's story, this great thing of humility was seen.
That's very, very interesting. In the book, you mentioned about the ripple effect of greatness. What does that mean?
We felt, and we had two people in the books. We did all the interviews, and then we had Daddy Janki as our spiritual resource, and then we had Umberto Maturana, a biologist, a scientist from Chile in South America, as the scientific expert. And so we would run these concepts by them so that they would respond to them from a spiritual perspective and then from a scientific perspective. And what we felt, and we also used some of the research done by Jonathan Haidt from the University of Virginia and Barbara Fredrickson, and they are doing research in positive psychology, the impact of positive emotions on people. And they talk greatly about this ripple effect. But Umberto Maturana, our science expert in the book, he said it very beautifully. He says, loving acts inspire loving acts. Hmm. Trust inspires trust, and anger inspires anger. Yes. So if I'm witnessing a person who is honest, I will see his or her honesty, and I will be touched by it. And when I'm touched by that honesty, it will inspire me to act in that way. Mm-hmm. So people who witness acts of courage, generosity, or exceptional forgiveness, these witnessing of these acts deeply affect us because we see it. You see, we witness it, or we read about it, or we are told about it. So he says the human being by nature, biologically, responds to things that touch them most deeply. So if we are exposed to more acts, generous acts, to more miracles, in which people rise from this inner natural instinct of love, then the ripple effect will be there. They will want to do the same for others. And I don't know if you've seen the ad that it's on television. Actually, I saw it when I was in Toronto, in which they show the ripple effect, in which someone is walking through a door, and then someone else held that door for them to walk through. And they walk down the street, and they saw someone is about to cross the road, and a car is coming, and then they held the person, you know, to be safe. Mm-hmm. From being hit by the car. And so the ripple effect that when there is trust, when there is good, when there's generous acts, people will tend to do the same for others.
Right.
And so it's the natural instinct of human being by nature to be good.
Can we cultivate this greatness?
Well, this is a very interesting question. We, in our the book, in our research, we felt that greatness is not something we can prepare for in the same way that we study for an exam. Because in the realm of this thing that we are referring to as something beyond greatness, the premium is not on thinking, analyzing, and planning. But those who are blessed with the fortune of serving others, whether in the moment or over a lifetime, they appear to be lifted beyond the gravitational pull, this theoretical pull or this cognitive pull of thinking and taking planned steps.
Mm-hmm.
The instant that they see the other with an elevated vision of love, the bonds, we call it, you know, spiritual bonds, the subtle bonds that tie us together, you know, that is what takes the precedent. And what it leaves behind is this cautious thinking of seeing the others different, should I not, and planning how to do it, a strategic planning kind of way of doing things, all of that fall away. And so we would move from this vision of love, from this elevated ability to want to serve, we would move into the state of knowing in the heart what we must do. And we would act with that sureness and that ease that afterwards, and then afterwards we would savor that state of grace that we find ourselves in, because it's an unplanned moment. If we had planned it, we would never savor that moment of grace.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's unplanned and it's being moved from something within, from that love, as we call it, the elevated vision of love, then we savor it as a moment of grace, as a gift of life, as an opportunity to serve another.
Mm-hmm. Towards the end of the book, Dandy Janki, I know I pronounced the name incorrectly.
Dandy Janki,
yes, says that it is not enough for individuals to be great. Why would she say that?
Well, she was saying that, you know, she was particularly talking about Mahatma Gandhi. And she said in India, Gandhi was able to liberate India using nonviolent means. But she was telling us, remember, this was not his highest aim. His highest aim was to make India, and the word that he used was Ramraj, to create heaven on earth. And she says this he was not able to do. He made so much effort to get independence for the people of India. But since then, the corruption, the competition, the divisiveness have actually increased. So the people of India honored his life's principle, but only in theory.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned him into an icon, but in their day-to-day lives, they turned backs, as it were, on what he was actually saying and the way he lived. They forget the disciplines that he upheld to attain his elevated level of consciousness. So he had lived a life that he described in the Experiments with Truth, which is his autobiography, in which he intentionally was seeking the highest truths and experimenting with them. But he became very simple, and for a while he was able to inspire others to be like him, but he was not able to create a sustained community of great ones. So what she was saying there was that this is what we need in today's world. Not just for one person to be great, but what we had to look for is to unpack this concept of greatness and then to create communities of greatness. So, for instance, when I see an act that inspires me to rise in appreciation of that act and say to someone else, my gosh, what you just did was so great, not to separate what I have seen from what I am feeling. Because the fact that I have felt it and then describe it as something great has actually, I have shared that greatness with the other, and I must sustain that so that I can also be like that for others. And so if we have this ripple effect, and if we understand that it's something that's participatory, for me to notice it, it's because I have it within me, then we will be able to, everyone has greatness within them, and we will be able to sustain that and create communities of greatness.
After one has read your book, and let me give the title to those people who just joined us, Something Beyond Greatness, and we have on the line Gaia Narain, who is the co-author of the book, along with Judy Rogers. After one has read the book, what is your hope? What do you hope that people get from this after reading this book?
Well, our hope is to open a conversation on what true greatness is. It is not something that is planned. It is not strategic. It is not something that has got selfish interest in it. It is not something that you could put a kind of a value in terms of this is how much it is worth. It is something that is beyond all of that. And I think that the book ended on a broader note. It's almost asking for people to look at this concept of what is natural to human nature. And what is natural to human nature is this concept of love. And if we were to cultivate that love, if we were to go back to this natural state of our being as nature, then we would be able to do things that would come from the truth within, that would come from the equality within. We wouldn't, when we see something with love, we don't see it in pieces, we see it as a whole. But if I'm seeing something in which I'm seeing in pieces, and I'm seeing it with some kind of a selfish interest or some kind of a hidden agenda, I'm not able to see the whole. I'm only able to see the piece that I want something from. I want this for myself. And so what we're saying is that allow your natural state of being to emerge more so that you can become almost selfless. You could remove the divisiveness. You could remove the things that separate us, and you will see that which connects us. And the example that is given, again, by the scientist, Umberto Maturana, he says it is as if we want people to not take things for granted, such as seeing. For instance, if I'm in a car and I stop at the traffic light and a child comes,
oh, I guess we must have lost her. But again, we had on the line that was Gaia Narain. And the book that she's the co-author of is entitled Something Beyond Greatness. That is Something Beyond Greatness. And she's the co-author along with Judy Rogers. Okay, so that was wonderful. I'm sorry we lost her. We're going to have to get her again back on the line. For those who's interested, the book is $12. If you $12.95, and if you email me at Tricia TRICIA at artist ArdysNY.com, I can let you know the locations in which you can purchase the book. Again, that is Something Beyond Greatness. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about another one of our friends that we have, and that is, oh, wait, she's back on the line. Wait just 1 second. Let's get her back on. Gaia?
Yes, sorry. It just
Okay, well, we're just about to wrap up, but could you just tell the audience who are listening where they can purchase your book?
They can get it at hcibooks.com. or on Amazon.com. And I'm sure they could also order it from their local bookstores.
Excellent. What I'll do, I'll put an attachment on for those people who want to go back and do the replay
of this broadcast, I will try to connect a link to Amazon.com so that they can just go onto the link and purchase the book directly. Gaia, thank you so much for being a part of this program. We really enjoyed you. The information that you have given us today was very inspiring, and that we hope that people have gotten walk away with something, with a better understanding of greatness, and that, you know, we're humble, but be a part of the moment, be a part of the greatness, and to embrace the greatness when it comes. Is that correct?
That's very much the message, and also to not underestimate those moments of greatness, because they are extraordinary moments as I live my life in an ordinary way.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you again for sharing.
Thank you, Pat.
And I hope that you come back on the show another time.
I will. I definitely will.
Thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, one of our friends of the Live at 5 is Rogers Furniture Store. He's located on 15 and 23 North Broadway in Yonkers, and they provide a vast selection of top-quality household furnishing and unprecedented savings for 30 years. They guarantee 100% satisfaction. Their goal is to maintain the highest standards of quality, service, and customer satisfactory in furniture industry. They are confident that they offer the highest quality of furniture, accessory, and home decor. They carefully select their vendors based on their reputations, the quality, the selections, and reliability. They're open Monday through Sunday, and they speak Spanish as well as English, so Espanol. Located again at 15 and 23 North Broadway, Yonkers, New York. That is Rogers Furniture Store. Well, we have a great treat for you again. We have another person by the name of Jackie Bonet. And Jackie is going to share with us a little bit about her establishment, which is called The Loft, the Dance and Fitness. Because as we know, as we start to develop ourselves and changing our lifestyles for in terms of our diets and exercising, it's very important to really get into the physical. But I know if everybody's like me and we don't like to do all that exercise, you know, at Jackie's Dance Loft, she makes dancing and exercise fun, even for me. So let's see if we can get Jackie on the radio. Jackie? Let's see, just give it 1 minute.
Okay.
Jackie, are you there?
I'm on.
Great. Excellent. We're so excited to have you here to talk about the wonderful things that you're having at the Loft Dance and Fitness Center, which is located at 92 Main Street in Yonkers, New York. And I looked at your list of classes, and I know I walk by and I see all the people having fun, and I guess the Zumba and the body sculpturing and the hip hop, and ladies and gentlemen, striptease. Yes, I said it, striptease classes as well. Tell us a little bit about your program there, Jackie.
Well, we have basically the whole philosophy here is when you arrive, you walk into what is really an art gallery. So, you know, I've tried to make it a more experiential environment so that, you know, coming off of your tough day at the office and off that busy train or stomping out of Manhattan, you know, you walk in and it's right away between the colors and the art, there's vibrancy, there's music usually pumping through. And all of our classes are pretty much for adults. We have a few classes over the weekends for kids, but when you come in here, it really is, you know, the age range goes everywhere from 16 to 65. And we've created a list of classes that, you know, cater to the people that like some, you know, muscle-burning fitness classes like boot camp or butts and guts or cardio kickboxing. And then we have another whole genre of classes that are like dance fusion classes, which have become very popular. You know, and the dance fusion classes are, for instance, like Zumba, which is a it's a Latin-based class that is Zumba is an organization that all the trainers get certified, and then they get provided with CDs that have a mix of like bachata and salsa and reggaeton, and you basically learn that the teacher goes through like four steps. You just follow along as best as you can, and through the repetition, you automatically start to get the scope of things, and then each song's a little bit different, and you work. It's right now estimated that you burn about 800 calories per class. You just
wow.
don't stop moving. And we've done the same thing with the hip hop. We found that, you know, it's again more of a dance fusion. You just follow along to different music, to hip hop music, but it's not rap. It's more like R&B and some of the latest tunes that are out there. And when I tell you, everyone from in their, like I said, their 20s all the way to their 60s are enjoying that class. The people here really love to get up a good sweat. And then we have some really fun classes. Like we just introduced a new class called Brazilian Fitness, which is the person that trains it is from Brazil. He teaches capoeira, which we have
wow.
capoeira for kids here. And, you know, when it comes to the kids, we only have a couple of classes. Like we have the African, which is for adults and children mixed, which is really fun, and it's a kind of a bonding experience, and it's to live drumming. And the capoeira for the kids, which is on Saturday, is, again, a really it's a wonderful cultural kind of dance slash martial art that's non-contact for the kids.
It is. That's a very beautiful dance. If everyone, my listeners, they hadn't had the opportunity to see that, that is so graceful and so spiritual. It's a great dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know, and it's got so much history. So what I'm trying to do specifically for the kids, and I really want to grow this because my heart is into it. You know, I do everything with intent, is that I want the kids, I will never be a tutu, you know, ballerina place. It's just not where my heart is, and I have to do everything here, you know, that really is coming from my heart. Otherwise, it just won't work. I really believe that our kids need to keep moving, and they need to be culturally exposed to different,
yes.
to different, you know, worlds. And more importantly, they need to get moving. You know, they need to embrace being active and start to get a grip on some of the obesity issues that we face as our country faces, and it's a big issue. And we
Absolutely.
Don't sit here and talk about how kids are fat or they're this. We want to inspire them, which is the same inspiration as we have for adults, which is about saying, look, you can be having fun and experience what it's like with the live music from Brazil when they're shaking the tambourine, or then when we bring in, you know, the different drums, and then they start chanting, and only the maestros can do that, but it's great for the kids to observe that. And actually, May 8th, I've just been informed, we're going to have a free class. It's at 10 o'clock on Saturday for the kids, and we have some Brazilian children that are going to come and also take the class with our regular students, so, you know, they can kind of see what, you know, actual regular practice, how that results and what you look like. And capoeira is a little challenging. That's why we have something called Brazilian Fit for the adults, because it's very, you do cartwheels, it's very acrobatic. And, you know, at my age even, I don't want to break anything. So the Brazilian fitness is for the adults. And we have the African. And, you know, we will be doing tango workshops. We used to have tango on a regular basis. But again, you know, we kind of stay flexible. If the class isn't well attended, then it's not fun for anyone.
Right.
So we might take a break, and then, you know, we take it back up. That's why I tell everyone to stay close to the website, because our live class schedule is on there all the time. And we always love to get emails and hear back from, you know, what people are saying or what they think or any ideas. And we're also on Facebook. It's the Loft
mm-hmm.
Dance and Fitness. And we have a page on there. So a lot of times I'll post videos of our classes, because through all of the advertisement that I've received, Westchester Magazine and, you know, the things we've done for them, actually they're coming in to do a photo shoot on Thursday for our striptease class. I think that the black and white print, even colored pictures, don't really convey the vibe that goes on in here. So a lot of the school teachers throughout Yonkers are calling it their happy place. And they're finding... they're finding that, you know, that, that this place they love to come to at the end of their day after working with the kids, and they just get their groove on, and they're melting away.
Which is a good thing. And also, you know, you mentioned about childhood obesity, in which we all agree that, you know, our children need to move more. But even more, even as important, when children engage in exercise or in dance, well, number one, they are learning how to channel their energy. Mm-hmm. You know, some a lot of our children have all this energy all bottled up, and they don't know how to redirect it. And they can do that through dance. If they're not feeling 100% good about themselves or their surroundings, they can get lost in the moment in dance. Do you agree with that?
I do, and you know what else I found, Patricia, which I was starstruck at it. When I first opened over 4 years ago, we've always had a hip-hop class on Friday nights, and I found that there was a point in time, we opened in January, and it was springtime, and there was a marching band outside from the Y, and it was all these teens, and they do some funky stuff, and it was fun, and so our kids were dancing inside, and I said, well, take it outside, go do the class outside. So there were just a couple of kids, they were, we're talking like 9, 10 years old, and they started dancing outside, and the teens came, and the next thing you knew, they were dancing with the teens, like doing some battling and stuff, like some, and I just could not believe, and since then, they've also gone on stage. We're not a dance troupe. These are just kids that are happening to come to the studio at a specific time of year, and all of a sudden, I'll wind up getting invited to go dance somewhere, so I'll bring them, and they'll dance on stage. So their self-esteem is like, it blew me away that they had,
wow,
that their confidence level. So, you know, music and dance brings about self-confidence, self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. It lets them, you know, exert their energy in a positive manner. And because through dancing like hip-hop, they learn specific technical skills as well as a whole routine, it's discipline. But it's
right.
Discipline in a manner that doesn't feel like discipline.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, the girls' night out? You know, what do you have for?
Yes, the girls' night. We do, you know, private parties too. So we've had like bridal showers and things, and then we've done things, and we've had bridal showers just because people have come to my girls' night out where, you know, you come in, you have a complimentary glass of wine, and then you basically go into our class, which is, we have a striptease class that's held every Thursday evening, and it's a regular class, but it's so much fun to watch the women. They come in, some, you know, some maybe they bring their girlfriends, some bring a small group, but a lot of people don't know each other, and then they go into this class and to see what happens, how they metamorphose into, like, friends, because they've just experienced this class that basically the whole class is about getting in touch with your own femininity. We don't take off clothes, but we do suggest that you wear high heels. We do suggest you wear two T-shirts in the event that the choreography is you whip one off and swing it around in the air. But you do it in a, we do it in a dark room with one lamp so that you're not so inhibited. And we basically teach you, and it's a workout and a half when I tell you about, you know, how many times lunging on the floor and doing it over and over to get the choreography right, you wind up, you know, sore in places that you just never knew. But we really, it's really fun, and it's about you, and you dance for yourself in the mirror, and it's a great way to, you know, to get in touch with your own femininity. So then they take the class, and then they come out, and sometimes we have a toy lady here who does a demonstration, and then we wrap it up. But then there's friends and camaraderies that are made that evening, and we just have a blast.
Wow. What, can you tell me a little bit, my listeners, about some of the classes that you think may be coming up in the future?
Yes. I think what will be coming up, we're going to be bringing back our kids' yoga in May because we had it, and then the teacher, she was taking a workshop, so she couldn't do it. But we're bringing the kids' yoga back because, again, that way we'll have African, capoeira, and yoga. And very reasonably priced, I may add, because it's a lot of places are pretty expensive for the kids. And then we're, as far as adults go, since we just added the Brazilian fitness, what we're doing next, the big news that I'm working on feverishly is our hot yoga. It's the Bikram type of yoga, but we're not Bikram. It's going to be called hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
So you do yoga in a 95 to 100 degree room where it's 50% humidity. And with the various 26 poses, you basically are giving your internal body a massage, and then with the heat in the room, you're actually detoxing.
Wow.
Yes. So you leave the room, I mean, you're drenched, and your body is eliminated from many toxins, and it's a whole different demographics, and it's out there, and these studios are running 5 classes a day, and people are just become addicted to it. You do need to take precautions, like you cannot, eat or drink. You have to drink lots of water while you're doing it or right before and definitely after, but don't eat. And you need to, be in charge of your own body. But it really, and you can only do the poses as well as you can do it at the moment, but you gradually go into more deeper poses, especially with the heat.
Wow.
And then we'll be doing some regular just vinyasa, some regular movements, not necessarily the Bikram 26 poses, where it's just really doing regular yoga where you move from position to position, sun salutations, et cetera, up dog, down dog, and you'll do that for an hour and 15 minutes in the hot room. And, again, you get a much deeper, pose. Can I just ask you for 1 second to hold, because the teacher's having a technical difficulty in the back?
Okay, well, so while she's doing that, we'll go and talk about one of our friends.
Okay.
I'll be right back. One of our friends at Drive at Live at 5 is Jules by Elan. Do you know about the new Jules and Yonkers? It's Jules by Elan. They are a must-see destination store in Westchester County. Ellen Edwards of Jewels by Elan has hosted many events in the store. Some recent events are poetry jams, charity events in the store, jewelry parties, book signings, just to name a few. All of this is done with a Soho vibe. Ellen features a line she designs as well as some new and upcoming designers. It's a great place to shop and have a good conversation, and perhaps a cup of tea. The low-key style makes browsing a pleasure. If you haven't stopped by yet, do yourself a favor and take a peek. I'm here every Saturday. Store hours are Saturdays from 12 to 6 p.m. and some evenings for special events. You can call to make an appointment and schedule a shopping tour with friends. Visit the website at www.jewels, J-E-W-E-L-S, by Elan, ELAN.com. That's www.jewelsbyelan.com or call 914-512-8578. That's 914-512-8578, and that's Jewels by Elan. Another one of our friends of the Drive at 5 at Live is AMSO Graphics. AMSO Graphics offers a full-service printing and design with an ad agency quality and experience at a competitive price. We partner with you to create a concept and the product in print and online that will attract and grow your client base. Call us today so that we can take your best business to the next level. That is AMSO Graphics, and they're located at 219 Neperhan Avenue, Yonkers, New York. That's 219 Neperhan Avenue, Yonkers, New York. And AMSO is spelled AMSO Graphics. AMSO Graphics for all your printing needs. And let me remind you that our show is sponsored by Artist International. That's Artist International, ARDYSS International. And every week we feature another, each a product, a different product Last week we talked about the ultraviolet body cleanse, and this week we are going to talk
so
about...
So sorry, hello?
Okay, just one second.
Hello?
This week, yeah, just one second. This week we're going to talk about the Artist Plus. It's a delicious and refreshing multivitamin supplement containing vitamins and minerals along with aloe vera and herbal extracts. Highly beneficial to the body, it strengthens your immune system, it helps with arthritis, it helps to fortify respiratory system for those individuals who have allergies or sinus problems. This is a product that is highly recommended. That's Artist Plus. So if you're interested in the Artist Plus by Artist International, you can send me an email at Trisha@artistny.com. Artist is spelled A-R-D-Y-S-S. And we have Jackie back on the line. Jackie, welcome back. Oh, I think we just lost her again. Okay, so while we're waiting for Jackie, again, this show airs every week on Monday at 5 o'clock. This is the Drive at 5 Live. And we're always looking for friends to advertise on our show, and we're always looking for guests. This week's show, we were taking our spiritual being. We had our author, Gaia Rain, who talked about something beyond greatness, and we have on the line Jackie Bonet from the Dance Loft. It's actually called the Loft Dance and Fitness, located in Yonkers, New York, and the address is 92 Main Street. And if you had not had the opportunity to stop by her store, it is absolutely a wonderful place, a wonderful environment. I see people exercising there all the time, and even after they exercise, they kind of like hang around at the juice bar that she has there, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful, inspiring location. Also, she has beautiful art. So if you're into art, she has art on display, and that also can be sold at her store. And in addition to that, she has beautiful jewelry that are made up of various crystals, and it's just one of those places that you really have to see. And her classes consist of anything from Zumba to yoga to aerobics to striptease. And in addition to that, she has classes for children as well as for adults. And she has combined classes that consist of children and adult classes. For example, the African dance class is for children as well as for adults. And let me say that when you go to her class, in the evening, generally, the classes are for the adult classes, and generally, the classes during the day are usually, on Saturday during the day, are usually the children class. So always go to her website, which is www.thelostdance-fitness.com. I'll read that again. It's www.thelostdance-fitness.com. That is thelostdanceandfitness.com. Jack, are you back on the line? She still must be having technical difficulties. Okay, so she has a series of classes, and according to the sheet in which she had given me today, single classes are $17 for 1 month unlimited, $120 membership for members, $95 per month, 12 months commitment. Again, the phone number at the loft is 914-751-6240. That's 914-751-6240. So I don't think Jackie's coming back, so what we're going to do is almost time for our show to end, and we were very happy to have each and every one of you on the call again, and so I hope that you come back next week, which will be next Monday, the Live at 5 drive, and we will have a wonderful guest, Marcia Haygood, who's going to talk about her book,
which is called The Little Black Book. So we're very excited to hear her and what she has to share with our listening audience. So again, everyone, thank you for being a part of the show, and we look forward to having you with us again next week. And in the meantime, have a healthy and safe week, and try to do something towards changing your lifestyle and changing your diet. Try to, as the weather's getting very nice now, try to go out and do a little bit more exercise. Grab a friend, grab a neighbor, grab a family member, and make exercise a fun activity. Perhaps you can join Jackie Bonet at her dance loft and take one of those classes. Again, whether it's a boot camp, yoga, Zumba, or even a hip-hop class, or, once again, the striptease. Okay, thank you again, and good night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. Media Demo. AVS Media.